It's Tuesday, you know.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
You
know, yeah.
Time to work out.
It is. It's time to work out.
I'm feeling it.
Feel the burn.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we're there yet, but...
Oh,
I mean, that's workable. Oh. You can get on the elliptical and do that. Because after all...
At a pretty comfortable pace.
Yeah. That's... And I had another song I was going to play. We're going to play the Black Eyed Peas next week, but today we're doing Burn the Floor.
Yeah.
Because they're coming to town. And Blacksmith is this morning. How are you today?
I am well, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here early this morning. You brought two young people who are down there talking to the young people radio station, and that's okay. But Burn the Floor, this is kind of London-based, is that correct?
The West End, yes.
Yeah, the touring and they've been on television. Tell me again, these two stars we had sitting out here.
We have Ashley and Ryan from So You Think You Can Dance, and they were on last season.
Yeah, they're young people who would be excited knowing that and would be
absolutely
charging up to the station if they could now to do that. But I kind of understand the excitement of this. Dancing with Stars and So You Think You Can Dance have been very popular television shows, and so... Why not watch some pros right here in Bryan College Station dance for two nights, right? You got two
shows.
Yes.
I saw it actually on Broadway in January when I was there, and it really they described it on TV this morning as So You Think You Can Dance on steroids, because it really is just it's just over the top exciting dance. Very theatrical. I said in New York when I saw it that the lighting design was worth the price of the ticket.
Yeah.
I was so taken in by the lighting. So I think it's going to be a real treat, a very family-friendly, broad audience, whether your young children are dancing at age 7 or if you just enjoy watching it at age whatever.
Well, people like tapping their feet. I mean, they do. They like getting in the beat. I still remember Stomp when it came here, and people get engaged with that. And I was just watching. And folks, go to YouTube and just type in Burn the Floor, and you can watch a 2-3 minute performance of this. And, yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. The lighting, the production of this thing is really pretty stunning.
It
is.
Yes.
So you got tickets available for both performances.
Nights. And Wednesday what time does it start? And Thursday at 7:30.
Okay.
You can get tickets by calling the box office at 845-1234, or you can go on our website at mscopas.org.
And I think one of the most exciting things is whether it's Brazos Valley Troupe or the theater company or something like this, if you've got a little one, this may end up being the linchpin that gets them decided, I'd really like to do that.
You know, you never know what is going to be that one thing. I was having a conversation about that with Karen Chavez just very recently when we did some stuff before Manhattan Transfer.
Oh, okay,
and,
sure.
You know, and she had a party at her home that night, and I said, Karen, why are you here at this sound check? And she said, you know, it's all about the kids. You never know what will be that one thing that will cause them to follow their dream and sing or dance or whatever.
Opportunity to do that. So two nights this week, and tell them again if they want tickets. What do they do?
845-1234 or go to our website at mscopas.org.
Burn the Floor coming up. Thanks, Ann. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, 717.
Brian Bachman is the most qualified candidate for Brazos County Constable Precinct 1. Brian won the Enrique Camarena Award as the Drug Enforcement Officer of the Year in 2002 and 2005. Brian Bachman was named Patrol Deputy of the Year in 1996 and 2004.
I have been a Sheriff's Deputy for the past 17 years, a Patrol Deputy, Field Training Officer, and Canine Officer. Answer. On the Narcotics Task Force. Please cast your vote for me, Brian Bachman, Brazos County Constable, Precinct 1.
Political ad paid for by the Brian Bachman Campaign, Dan Jones Treasurer.
The moment you feel chest pain that could be a heart attack, go to College Station Medical Center. The Med has demonstrated expertise in the timely diagnosis and treatment of cardiac emergencies. And time saved is precious heart muscle saved. So in an emergency, call 911 and know where to go. Choose the Med, a nationally recognized accredited chest pain center.
718 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Yeah, all right. We wanted to get some of that music in because, again, it's Tuesday and you have to have music. Jimmy Carter.
Oh, dear.
Jimmy just remembers things differently than I do, possibly. Weighing in again on the state of affairs in the U.S., he tells the Salt Lake City Desert News.
Deseret.
Yeah, that's the one. Quote, "We had almost complete harmony with every nation on earth.
Really?
We not only preserved peace for our country, we never went to war. We never dropped a bomb. We never fired a missile. Jimmy, we had a 21% prime interest rate, too. Do you remember that, pal?
Well, and if I remember correctly, I do believe that was that American embassy that was under his watch.
And the total frustration, you can still go back to it, the total frustration of the military in their rescue efforts would have to listen to the president say, now, this person who you're going to jump over the wall and cut their throat, now, were they drafted or did they volunteer? Mr. President,
doesn't matter, sir.
They're holding our folks. I don't know why that should be part of the equation, but that's okay. Remember that they were in complete harmony with every nation on earth.
Yeah, the only reason they never fired a missile is because he didn't give the order to.
Yeah. So once again, Jimmy. Somehow seeing things a little differently. How about a tax rate, an income tax rate, personal income tax rate, at 25 to 50% for a country?
Pass.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is the country would be Cuba.
Cuber?
Cuber is setting personal income tax rates at 25 to 50% for its soon-to-be-expanded private sector. They're kind of wanting to dip their toe in that old free enterprise system, aren't they? However, this
shame
is...
Shame on them.
Yeah.
And the others worked so well for them for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
Overrated.
Yeah. So the 50% tax bracket, which probably is toward the higher wage earners, right, kicks in at $2,500.
Huh. Really? At, that's per year?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That'd be $2,500.
And what percentage is that?
That'd be the 50%.
50%.
50%.
So you get to keep
bracket.
Half of that.
Yeah. That's the tax bracket if you're a hard charging $2,300 person there.
That'll buy a box of cigars, what's left over. You
exactly.
Know?
All right, so now what is Jack going for Halloween? What's Jack dressing up as?
You know, we haven't decided yet because it's on a Sunday, so we don't exactly know how much time we're going to have.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I still, you know, last year he was a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. See, and I think you missed...
Could be a jack-of-all-trades.
You missed an opportunity last year. You could have done the little baby vampire pacifier thing, you know?
Well, but see, that's what I wanted to do this year was, you know, kind of pale-face him up just a little bit and have him go as Count Jacula.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Yeah, that's okay. Hey, job applicants.
Hey, check it out. Yeah, I think our fire alarm test is going right now.
Is it? I can't hear it.
Well, it's not as loud as I expected it to be.
It's in that higher pitch range that old people can't hear.
That's right. Only,
you know why?
Only dogs can hear.
Because they want us to die in the fire.
Well, that lets the young people get out first. So.
Hey, I'm serious. If that's the fire alarm, and you know we're sitting here with our headsets on doing our thing.
Yeah.
We're burned up.
Yeah.
Well.
We're burnt.
Once again.
One, two-thirds of you, maybe.
Yeah.
But,
once again.
I heard it.
Didn't we have that thing that they were figuring out a couple of years ago where it was Rahm Emanuel's brother who said, we kind of have to decide who we're going to spend money on in health care to save, right? After a while, our return on investment ain't going to make it because you're not going to live long enough or be productive enough to make any difference in our economy. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what it is.
I look at it this way. You know, if we go ahead and kill you guys off, I mean, that helps make Social Security more solvent.
Well, it does, but at the same time, remember that if you do that, if you kill off the old people, that ends up making your tax base much smaller, which means your cost for your taxes are going to go up, pal. So you want to keep some of us oldsters need to hang around.
I didn't say
here.
We were putting all the old people in the building when it catches fire.
Hello?
We all heard it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, must be somebody nearby.
Yeah. It's blaring like crazy outside. How's that? All right, the top earning dead celebrities. The top earning dead celebrities. This according to Forbes magazine.
Got to be MJ.
Number 13 is Aaron Spelling.
Golly, he's not even in the top 10.
The winner keeps getting richer.
you got to pay the utilities on that 13,000 square foot home or whatever it is. A tie for 11th between Jimi Hendrix and Steve McQueen. Number 10 is Richard Rodgers. Number 9, George Steinbrenner. Number 8 is Albert Einstein. And again, that's because of that baby Einstein thing.
Uh-huh. And I'm guessing Richard Rodgers is Rodgers and Hammerstein.
That'd be correct. Yeah. Absolutely. Thought, yep. So. Number 7 would be Dr. Seuss. Number 6 would be Stieg Larsson. Number 5 is John Lennon. Number 4 would be Peanuts guy Charles Schulz.
Uh-huh.
Number 3, I find this one is kind of interesting. Number 3 is J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh.
That whole Lord of the Rings thing, you know, continuing to go on.
Yeah.
Evis is in at number 2.
Okay.
And number 1.
Gotta leave him.
Yeah,
right?
Number 1, that's it. Michael Jackson.
How can what's Stephen McQueen making his money off?
Well, images, I think. I mean, just
maybe
posters
so.
And
still,
stuff like
still
that.
Still selling posters and things.
Which is, that's pretty good because he's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
Forbes says that although Michael never was on their annual list of top grossing celebrities while he was alive, last year he made more money than anybody except Oprah. And in death, Michael made $275 million last year. That's not bad.
Hmm.
That's, in fact, that's more than the next 12 deceased stars combined. $275 million in death. And you don't think that there's anybody squabbling over that money, do you?
Man.
I can't imagine that anybody in the
world.
I'm
sure they're all getting along.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's for the kids.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.